All right. Hey, Chad Reed, Phoenix, that's more like it, huh?
Closer to it.
Right.
I think I learned a lot last week. We worked on a lot of things this week, and then, continue to work on some of it during the day. And I wasn't as bad as I looked or my time said that I was in practice. Yeah. So I had a good feeling going into the heat because I got jacked on every one of my fast laps in the last practice, and I was happy. I felt comfortable. We made some suspension changes. So overall, I felt a little bit better about it. But being 10th doesn't feel that great.
Right.
So
I was going to ask you about practice.
What happened?
Yeah.
I just never got a clean lap. The last one, the track was fastest in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to the AMA? I don't like three practices. It's such a waste of time. I mean, just
they do it in case anybody's bike breaks or anybody has any troubles and are not screwed for the rest of the day.
Yeah, but what happens if it happens in the second one?
Then you're screwed. But they do at least the first 5 minutes in case your mechanic forgets to tighten something.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I think it's a waste of time. I think they should give the
frontiers.
Am I a privateer? That's
no, you're not a privateer.
I'm not a privateer?
I'm not going
Why
to
am
that.
I not a privateer? How am I not?
You're not a privateer.
How?
I don't have enough time to explain.
Come on. How am I not?
Listen. Okay.
I buy my stuff. Everything on my motorcycle I paid for.
All right, fine. You're a privateer. You're a regular hero.
So because I can afford everything to pay for and I can afford a semi and a team,
right.
Does that not make me a privateer?
Fine. Yeah, you're a privateer. Okay. Listen. In the main event, coming through the pack, you were catching Trey a little bit. You were probably marking him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I saw Dungy was there, but I knew the track wasn't going to allow him to pass me.
Yeah.
And every time that I hit a lap decent and didn't get caught up with lappers, I would pull him. So I was watching Trey, and I was just trying to get on him, you know, hoping that he was going to get jacked by a lapper or maybe he would try to pick it up and, you know, lose the front and crash or something. I'm happy. It was a good race. I felt that I fought the whole time, and I was in the battle. Not the battle I really wanted to be in, but I was in a battle, and I felt like I was moving forward. Where last week I was in no man's land, and just it was horrible. It just felt like all this hype about the first race, and it was such a letdown. Just no racing. I think the Dirtworks guys did a great job of the track prep. You know, it's Phoenix. I mean, it's going to dry up. It's going to get hard. It's going to get, you know, whatever. But I think overall they did a great job. I don't love the fact that there's no passing, but overall I think they're doing a great job. I think it was a good weekend. You know, I think we learned a lot last week, and what we learned, we put it into good use this week, and I think we're stronger in areas that we were weak in last week, and we'll continue to grow. You know, we got some great plans that Mitch is putting together this week and Bones and some interesting people to work with this week, so I'm excited.
Did you see Dungy and Brayton collide in the air over top of you?
Oh, did they did?
Oh, dude, they hit as good as you can hit, and they both survived. When you didn't jump that triple, when you came around in front of them, and you maybe spun or whatever.
They both hit. That sounds kind of sketchy.
It was
that was kind of one of the reasons why I didn't pull the trigger and go for the triple, because I saw Roxon, and that didn't look like it was too fun. So I just played it smart and didn't go for it. I didn't know that they collided, but they both passed me. And then the very next lap, I passed them both back again, which was kind of cool. You had to be patient but aggressive. It was a real weird combination that you had to ride with tonight.
One of the things I think that I saw that you were on your game, because that section before the whoops, on the table and off, near the end of the race, guys couldn't do it. There was only a few guys doing it. One of them was you. So that made me think that, you know, you were more on your game. Was that section really hard?
I felt like as the race went on, it was coming back to me, you know. And I don't know why, because I raced in October and I felt good racing down there. I mean, it was Australia, but overall I felt pretty decent. But I feel like I've been struggling a little bit to get up to race space and being in a race environment. So don't know why that's happening. Yeah. You know, it's been a while, but then you look at RV, it's been longer for him. James, it's been longer. So I don't know if I'm just being a pussy or what, but just feel like I'm starting to get back into the flow of things. But overall, I wish the whole track was sand. If they're going to make one line tracks, let's Let's make it one line sand. So it's all, it was actually fun, you know, like, yeah. I would say that my weakest link of me as a person, as a rider, over my whole entire career is riding on racetracks that are, you know, kind of like that, where it's just like you're racing for a tenth there, thousands over here.
Right.
I like the tracks
more
that are
technical,
more technical, and the sand section was just fun. You know, like my eyes would just light up when I'd come into the sand, and it was fun. So I need to get better with that, but that's nothing new over the past 9 years.
Hey, one of the things I thought, last question, one of the things I thought was last week was your bike looked soft. Am I on crack? Am I on glue? Did you stiffen up suspension this week?
Honestly, we really didn't make a whole lot of changes. We had a little stiffer front fork.
Yeah.
Not a lot. I just think I think last week I rode like horrible, and I didn't give it any justice. We found some things this week that were kind of interesting. We a shock part that we were previously using, and then we tried a different part, different company makes it.
Shock shaft? Where are we going with this?
Spring.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
tie spring?
I mean, I had a tie spring on, but it was a different tie spring, different company. So okay. Really surprised. I would have bet my house that wasn't all we changed.
Yeah.
It made that big of a difference. So it was an interesting week. You know, we didn't get crazy this week. I mean, Mitch, you know, engine and
there was no panic after your fifth or whatever.
No, like, no panic. I knew I was in it. I knew that you know, you don't spend the last 3 months training and riding, being comfortable, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're not there.
Right.
You know, I knew that there was going to be a learning curve that I needed to go through, and we're just trying to make that as short as possible. Like I said, I think some of the people that I'm going to work with this week is going to be pretty eye-opening and pretty fun to work with. So
right.
I'm excited for for this week, get out to the Honda track, work with those guys. You know, Trey and all those guys will be out there, and I think Trey's a really good kid. He's, you know, he's focused. He's going for the same goal I am. So it's nice to have that intensity around the test track. And then, yeah, just get out there and get after it, and, you know, hopefully do some starts together and just, you know, lift both of us up to hopefully, you know, battling for podiums and race wins.
I know I said last question, but a lot of talk with the Gibbs guys, traction controls or some sort of devices on the rear wheels of these teams. Have you seen that? What do you think about that? What's going on with all that?
I personally think that they AMA should do what they did with road racing and allow it, because I can tell you from experience, every race team that I've been on has it. But it's not illegal. We're not.
Right.
I heard somebody said that L&M had wheel sensors or something like that.
Yeah.
If they got wheel sensors, that's illegal. But you don't need wheel sensors. I have it. I'm a privateer, and I have.
Yeah.
I have assistance. Get sells it as a GPA.
Yeah,
so it's available to everyone. You can buy it. Your stock Suzuki Honda, it comes built into the box that your bike's assisted. So
retards ignition when you're on it.
Yeah. So I mean, ever since Suzuki, I've had all that stuff available.
The sensors on the wheels
make me nervous.
Right.
Because then you can, you know, then it's traction control. You know, like traction control is when you're pulling it from the front wheel to the rear wheel, and you're doing that. But what comes on the bikes, and then with no wheel sensors, we still have assistance, but it's not 100% accurate to what wheel sensors would give it to you. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see if I looked at Stuart's bike on the line in the main event. I didn't see no sensors. Where is the sensor at?
It's on the caliper, I guess.
On the
rear caliper.
On the disc side, obviously.
Yeah.
I didn't see it in the main, because I heard it. Actually, Ellie was watching the live TV, and RC was talking about it, I guess, on live TV. So.
Yeah.
I looked on the line, I didn't see it, so whether they took it off, I don't know.